File 6, Listening 1.
Now, if your partner or a friend changed their hairstyle, would you recognise them? Of course you would. But would you recognise the last person who served you in a shop if you saw them in a photo? That's not so easy. In fact, although most people are very good at recognising people they know well, we are not so successful with the faces of strangers. Researchers recently completed a study where people were shown two photos. The photos showed two people who looked similar. But were they the same person? Well, 80% of the time, people gave the correct answer. You might think that's fine. But there are some locations where fine isn't good enough. Let's think about airport security. If 20% of fake passport photos managed to beat the security system, there would be serious problems. Of course, technology can help us here. We know that humans tend to focus on particular facial features. We usually concentrate on the eyes and mouth, but not the nose. And we're better at observing details, like the eyes, rather than the whole face. Recognition software does not have this focus. But members of the public will always feel safer if airport security checks are completed by humans. And we can't rely on technology as the only solution. Software that was installed 2 years or even 1 year ago will soon be out of date. And the criminals are innovative. As early as 2010, one man successfully boarded a flight wearing a realistic face mask. In the past, the biggest challenge came from plastic surgery. Today, the threat comes from image software which blends or mixes two faces together. One face belongs to the criminal and one face does not. But when they're mixed together, the result is completely realistic and can allow the criminal to obtain a real passport using the other person's name. Security software finds these very hard to detect. On the other hand, when human workers were trained to notice the mixed photos, they had more success. One more potential solution is the use of so-called super recognizers. Super recognizers are people who are far better than average at recognising faces. Police in London already employ a team of super recognisers, and researchers are optimistic about using super recognisers at airports too. But if only 1% of people around the world have this ability, personally, I don't see how they can all be persuaded to work in airports. Do you?